and welcome to another team preview of the 2016-2017 Brick House Team Previews. NBA is only 100 days away, Matt.
And I'm Matt Baker.
Bob Johnson, we're bringing you the Phoenix Suns. Hey, Matt.
Hey, quick bit of housekeeping here. If you want to find the podcast online.
Where do I go, Matt?
You could go to brickhousepodcast.com.
That sounds fun.
That's a good website that has all the Brickhouse stuff. Twitter, it's BrickhousePod. Keep up to date with all the going-ons. You can subscribe on iTunes. We have our fourth team preview here, and it's my beloved Phoenix Suns.
Sad to see them down here this low.
But
you wanted them to lose the end of last year.
Oh, yeah, I was all on that. I was all on board with that. We'll get into that in a second. But, we talked about many times, Bob, it's no secret the Suns, they love two things.
Right.
Twins and guards from Kentucky.
Yep.
Robert Sarver also, as we've talked about, you know, up until recently, I will give him credit for spending money, but he has been known as kind of a cheap owner.
He has a history.
Cheap side, has a history. He's been throwing the money around, though, lately.
Tyson Chandler.
Yeah. We are actually lucky enough to get a recording from inside Robert Sarver's office.
Nice. We're good at that.
Yeah, 007 style, fake reporting level, top stuff. So he's with his assistant. His assistant, her name is Becky Tyler.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
That's a good name.
They're on a phone call. The other end of the line, actually.
Uh-huh.
John Calipari, go figure.
Kentucky.
Yeah, Kentucky coach. And his agent, Calipari's agent, Worldwide Wes.
Worldwide Wes.
Yeah.
Fascinating character.
That's actually true. We didn't make this up for purpose of this phone call. Unfortunately, we can only hear one side of the conversation, but it is the discussion between Sarver and his assistant, and it is pure gold. Bob.
Pure gold. Let's hear it.
Does Michael Phelps have a brother? Do you think he plays basketball? How about Usain Bolt? You should have already assumed I want to know these things, Becky. Do they have a twin? Do they have a brother? Is he tall? Recruiting 101.
Of course, sir. Michael Phelps is quite tall. Excellent thinking, sir.
Thank you, Becky. Keep it up and you'll get a good corporate Christmas gift this year.
But, sir, after the hand towels last year, how could it get any better?
All right, Becky, more Toblerone bars for me then. This is it. Don't blow this for me, Becky. I'm too nervous. You do the talking.
Robert Sarver's office. Hello, Mr. Wesley and Mr. Calipari. No, Mr. Sarver's right here with me. We can both hear you, sir. I think we should just use speakerphone.
I don't like speakerphone. It makes me sound very small, like I'm a Lego man. You know this, Becky.
Of course we're listening, sir. We want to know what it will take to make Mr. Calipari a member of this incredible franchise. He says he wants $10 million a year, 7 years.
Out of the question.
He also wants use of the team plane and Arizona Cardinals tickets.
I fly Southwest half the time myself.
What's that? Yes, I'm writing this down. He wants control over personnel decisions.
Do you realize how many draft picks I'd have to sell to pay this guy, Becky?
I don't think you're being unreasonable. No, I don't think Mr. Calipari is too pudgy to wear orange ties.
We signed this guy and my dogs can kiss their personal pool gazebo goodbye.
What do we think about the terms?
Tell them we're driving through a tunnel. We're losing connection.
I think they know we're not driving, sir.
Becky, tell them!
Shouldn't we just say we need some time to think about it?
There's too much noise! My gold helicopter is landing on the roof! I can barely hear what you're saying! What's that? Okay, well, we'll talk to you soon! Jesus, Becky, that was close. I thought for a second I was going to have to spend some money there.
Close one, sir.
You know, I was always suspicious about the gold helicopter. Yeah, I always thought there was one.
You could have had Andre Iguodala or Rajon Rondo, but you got a gold helicopter.
Well, I didn't, but sure.
Good point. My first line is Barbosa is back.
Oh, man.
Getting the band back together. And they drafted another Kentucky point guard.
Oh, he's the best of both worlds.
Tyler Ulis.
The changes, a.k.a. Wait, Suns fans can actually be excited about this segment?
Yeah.
Yeah, we...
They lost the second best Bogdanovich in the NBA.
Oh, man, those Bogdanovich ratings are... You don't ever want to lose the second best Bogdanovich. They also lost Mirza Teletovich, John Lure, Ronnie Price, and Chase Budinger, who was around for a few months.
But combined, they all made $1 billion.
Yeah. Teletovich made, what, like $10 million a year or so? Lure made $10, $12 million, something like that?
No, Teletovich couldn't have made $10 million a year.
I thought Teletovich made
$10 million for 3 years.
I thought it was a 3-year, $30 million deal.
Who the hell gave him that?
Wasn't it the Bucks?
Wow. The whole summer's passed, and these contracts are still
blowing minds.
Last year, they also lost the Morris twins, both of them.
Yeah, Bob, it is It's $10.5 million a year
for
Mirza Teletovich. He was all right. I was in favor of signing him if you could get him on a 1-year deal and just letting him up his value, but he maximized it. The additions, though, that's what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about the additions. Jared Dudley, Leandro Barbosa are back.
Yep.
Great additions. Then they added through the draft. Those were the only two free agents they signed. And they added...
Former Suns.
Yeah, which is all right. I'd rather have that than...
Yeah, it worked the first time.
Sure. They added Dragan Bender, Marquese Chris, and Tyler Ulis.
What was interesting is how they were able to acquire both Bender and Chris, because they knew they needed a power forward.
Right.
And the rumor is they just couldn't choose which one they wanted. They liked both of the guys.
Yeah.
And both of them are the two youngest players in the draft and pretty unproven, but with lots of upside. So what do you do when you can't choose, you want to just steal a lottery pick for nothing? You give Vlade Divac a call.
You give old Vlade Divac a call.
Yeah, on draft night, they traded the second best Bogdanovich and the 13th pick and the 28th pick, I believe it was,
yeah,
to the Kings for the 8th pick in the draft.
Yeah, now I was sitting in this exact seat while that draft was happening, and I remember the first rumor was the 13 and Brandon Knight, which I thought was a bit steep.
It depends on how you feel about Brandon Knight.
Right, but my thought was you could trade Brandon Knight for something separate. Then the next one I heard was like Bledsoe and something. There was a few with Bledsoe and Knight, a few combinations in initial Twitter reaction. But then I saw it was neither of them, those other things. I was like, that's great. That is great. Because all you're really giving up is the 13th pick and Bogdanovich. But the 28th pick, whatever. That they weren't going to keep that anyway.
It did end up being a Kentucky player, so maybe they were kicking themselves.
They knew that's true. They if they knew that, but the Suns had three picks, so they weren't going to keep all three picks anyway, and they parlayed it into both.
It was a great trade. And to add to it, the Kings drafting the Greek center that wouldn't have even gone in the first round.
Yeah, they drafted in reverse.
And now, the starting lineup for your Phoenix Suns!
So, you're the coach of the Suns. Who do you start, Brandon Knight or Eric Bledsoe?
Probably Bledsoe.
Yeah, I like Bledsoe better as well.
And Devin Booker, he's still growing.
He's going to be amazing.
Yeah, he's up around 6'7", something, 6'9".
Meant growing as a player.
Yeah, no, that, but he's also actually growing.
Growing
still.
Taller.
I hear he grew 2 inches over the summer.
Wow.
Something to where he, if he's not the shooting guard, he could be potentially be a small forward. I don't know. I would still probably start him at shooting guard and then have PJ Tucker.
Yeah, Devin Booker, you know, a couple weeks ago when LeBron James broke our hearts and joined two other guys who talk about basketball on a podcast, he said that Devin Booker was the guy that he predicted would dominate the league one day that wasn't on everybody's radars.
Yeah, because he also plays defense a bit too.
Yeah, he's already in funny commercials.
So front court, I guess will be Alex Len and Tyson Chandler.
You think so? Yeah, I got it's either one of the power forwards that they drafted this year.
Yeah.
I figure they don't want to draft two power forwards just to bench both of them.
Right, because I guess that's the trouble of if both of them are coming off the bench, then you run the risk of times that both of them are out there running around like chickens with their heads cut off.
Yeah. I heard that Dragon Bender did not look as proven as they were hoping, you know, right off the bat.
Yeah.
In summer league.
I mean, the guy's just 18 still. What could they have hoped?
Sure.
What could they have hoped for?
I do like that their rotation at small forward is P.J. Tucker and T.J. Warren.
Yeah.
The P.J. T.J. small forwards.
There's got to be a TV show idea in there. Plus, Jared Dudley. So they have Dudley and Barbosa will
right.
be running around.
What would be the most ridiculous number of Kentucky players the Suns could have? We joked about them signing Calipari, but literally a third of their team is Kentucky players.
Right.
Five guys.
Let me just zip on over here to NBADraft.net to see what kind of Kentucky kids we have coming out next season.
Yeah. Those five players, while you're looking that up, Brandon Knight, Devin Booker, Bledsoe, Archie Goodwin, and newly drafted Tyler Ulis. Is it Ulis?
Ulis?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Kentucky has obviously De'Aaron Fox, who's a point guard. So obviously there's a point guard floating around where the Suns will be.
Future Sun.
We also have power forward named Bam Adebayo.
Should start looking for Phoenix real estate immediately.
Yeah. Malik Monk is also a freshman. That's another guy.
You're just basing their talent purely on their names.
Oh, yeah. I could use a Bam Adebayo on my
squad.
This
is exactly how Robert Sarver evaluates draft picks.
Yeah. We need Bam. Bam, Bam, Bam.
Calipari doesn't pick bad players, stupid.
Yeah. I think that's his whole motivation. He starts sounding like Napoleon Dynamite.
Record prediction.
I got them exactly the same as last year, 23-59.
Okay.
I figured they're pretty much running it back, replacing Markieff Morris with two 19-year-old power forwards. They're probably going to have about the same outcome. And I'm accounting for Booker getting better to, you know, keep them right at 23 after.
Yeah.
You know, Morris was possibly the best player on the team last year.
Possibly.
For stretches, anyways.
Right. I'll say 25 here. That's what I have on here.
25, two-game improvement.
Yeah. I always feel when I first did my rankings, I had them at 30. But I think that might be a mite rash. A few of these we might overshoot anyway, but 25 seems all right. There's room to grow. They could surprise if everyone's healthy. Not surprise like a playoff spot.
No.
Surprise no. like a...
but, like a 12 seed.
Yeah.
Well, Matt, how are they going to beat the Warriors? If you're going to beat San Francisco, be sure to give Riley Curry a death stare. If you are going to beat San Francisco,
Booker it up. And
Booker just average 100.
Yeah, what if... Okay, here. What if... Now, I know Calipari doesn't have a lot of weight with the pros, non-Kentucky pros, but what if we use... We were thinking about this the wrong way. What if we use World Wide Wes?
Oh.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
So we get to him through Calipari to get to the Warriors to kind of grease the wheels for some good stuff if they kind of throw a game Phoenix's way. You know?
Gotcha.
So
okay.
maybe we
some real estate.
We have to go in through the back door, the World Wide West door. We shouldn't be thinking about this. The players, the back door. That's how we get in there.
Back door play. Yeah, that's a basketball thing.
Yeah.
I did a fun exercise for this one on how that they could the Suns could possibly beat the Warriors, and looked at all the Kentucky players in the NBA and put together the all Kentucky team.
Okay.
For the Phoenix Suns.
All right.
Of current NBA players.
Can I guess?
Please.
John Wall.
Point guard.
Booker.
Staying a Sun, shooting guard.
The small forward.
I just picked the next three best players from Kentucky in the NBA.
So that, man, now I'm drawing a blank. I guess Cousins would be on there.
Cousins. Center is where I put him.
Who else? Who are the other two? Noel?
Karl Anthony Towns.
Karl Anthony Towns, duh.
And Anthony Davis.
I'm an idiot. Why can't I think of those two? I was there. To me, it's funny. I forgot about them because they're too good.
Yeah.
I was thinking, for some reason, I was thinking like subpar.
Yeah, they've transcended their college experience.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, for this one, I had Anthony Davis at small forward, Karl Anthony Towns at power forward, and Cousins at center.
Yeah.
The Warriors play small ball. This is tall ball.
Oof.
How do you like that?
I love it. The only question is, who is John Wall upset at in this scenario?
Oh, I was going to say, who does Draymond kick in the balls first?
I think this is four previews for Draymond kicking the balls references. I think we're on fire there.
And now it's time for a personal anecdote with Matt Baker.
Matt, the people want to know.
Mm-hmm.
You come from the land of the Sun.
Yeah.
What's your best remedy for a sunburn?
I wrote down, complain a lot and don't sleep ever.
When's the last time you were sunburned? Do you remember?
Oh, man, a couple of years back, I went to the beach. I had the day off, and I went on my own and just sat there. I even wore a shirt for a little bit, and I brought sunblock. I had it. I had the whole thing, and I was bright red, like painfully red.
Gotcha.
And I couldn't. Yeah, you have to lay. If you go sleep, you have to lay there and try not to move.
Yeah,
it was brutal. I wish I had the same phone to show you a picture. I took a picture of it and it was bad. But yeah, you just complain
a lot.
Complain a lot and don't sleep ever. That's the best cure. I bought tons of aloe vera gel. Yeah,
we should have a spin-off podcast, Home Remedies with Matt Baker.
Yeah, a lot of it is complain a lot and don't sleep ever. That's the home remedies.
On the next episode of Brick House.
Matt, on the next episode, I'm pleased to announce that the next team has an award-winning mascot at its helm.
Man.
And the next team is also trying to collect all of the Congolese players in the NBA for some peculiar reason.
Yeah.
We'll find out who that team is on the next episode of BrickCast.